Blog Talk Radio.
The streets is talking. Oh yeah.
Is he dead? Is he dead? Did he do it? You know.
DJ.
If I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the raining. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should have known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it. Put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me. No response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. Could try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause. Your future's my past. I've been here before. I know when you're scheming. I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition. I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering. Whispering. Streets is talking. Niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit. What's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my clocking. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the popping. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the dropping? S-Dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the Cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply two dogs for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? For the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking,
welcome, the streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. We coming to you live from the streets of Phoenix, Arizona, man. The streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. And I got my boy, Juelz the G. Zero, I'm your host, L Boogie. What's up to the world? What the deal? What the deal, bro? How you feeling on this football Friday, man? We got a lot to talk about. There's been a lot going on since Monday and Friday. But how you doing, bro?
Man, what's the deal with your L Boo Boo, Mr. Me? What's the deal, baby? What's up to the world? What's up to North Park, Texas? What's going on down there? What's up with Cleveland, Ohio? What's up with Nevada, Las Vegas? What's up, Cali? We see you. New York. Big up to you, baby. What's the deal, Elbert? How you feel, man? I can't wait, man. You know, it's Friday. Freestyle Friday. You know, man, it's just about to go down and go down hard on this Friday. You know, I'm still on suicide watch, but we okay. We okay. We just got to make sure that them boys with them stars on their helmet on Sunday come through and watch us. But, you know, I'm pretty sure we're going to get to all of that. But you know what it is, man. What's up with you, baby? Happy Friday to you. What's going on? We almost to Christmas, baby.
Exactly. Speaking of Christmas, you already know what it was. Hustle and bustle, standing in line, remembering sizes so people won't know what you're getting. Man, it's Christmas, man. They better boo for me, man. You know how your resolution is going to the next year, hoping you have more money than you had last year. I'm going insane because it's not working. It's not working. But, man, before we get started, man, I want to dedicate this man show, man, to, you know what I mean, like a mentor, a pops type of figure, man. My man, Mike Henderson, man, D-Mac Pops, man. You know what I mean? So he's
recovering, and he's fighting that thing that we call cancer. And it's just a trip that a coincidence. It's also Jimmy V week in NCAA basketball, where all the games and the proceeds, they're donating that money to cancer. And they, you know, raised over $150 million. So our prayers and you know, world, give shout-outs to, you know what I mean, one of my mentors and one of our favorite callers, D-Mac, his pops, man, Mike Henderson, man.
And that's straight from the streets, you know what I'm saying? We gotta keep this fight going, El Boogie, for cancer, you know what I mean? And for those that don't know about Jimmy V, that's Jimmy Valvano, the head coach of, once the head coach of the NC State Wolfpack back in the day, stole a championship from the number one team, the Houston, you know, 1983, man. Them Houston boys were no joke. The high five slammer jammer, whatever they were, man. The boys had their own fraternity for dunking on people, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, big ups to D-Mac and his
five pops. Slammer jammer.
The high five slammer jammer, yes, sir. You know, big ups to D-Mac, pops, man. And keep fighting, man. Keep fighting, keep that hope alive, man, and, you know, you can beat this. And that's what we always talk about in the streets, man. Try to beat it. You know what I mean? So, street, that's for you, D-Mac.
Man, also, a special shout-out to one of my students. You know what I mean? I sometimes fall through, you know what I mean, a school called UDAW. And one of my students, man, she's on the line. I see you. You know what I mean? One of my students, she said she was going to come on the show. So I'm going to make sure that her teacher gives her extra credit when she comes back from the winter break. So I see you, my Aisha. Man, the world see you. So, man, shout out. Let's get steady, bro. Let's get started. The NFL, man, it's a lot going on. You know what I mean? So let me ask you this, bro. Does the game with you and who you guys play again? I'm going to ask you, does that game really mean something? Because, you know, it really doesn't matter. It comes down to week 17. So does this game really mean a lot to you guys? Honestly, I think they need the momentum. They need the mentally. Mentally wise, I think that the Cowboys really need it. Sorry for the technical difficulties for everybody that was, you know, holding on.
Yeah, my bad, El Boogie. You know, man, technical difficulties. Man, I don't know what's up, man. We're going to have to shoot the landlord. I'm telling you, man, we're going to have to speed up.
Studio! We're going to get the streets, man. I'm coming in with my 40 Glock, man, on Monday. And listen, you better get it together. And I tell you one thing, man. Everything's supposed to be hooked up.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to chase it down the block with a fly swatter. But
so,
hey, what I was saying, El Boogie, is that it's very important for the Cowboys this week to win this game. It shouldn't be important because we should have a better record than what we're looking at right now at 7-7. So we have to win, because if we don't win, I don't understand how we're going to go into Jerry's World and complete the task at hand in week 17. So my thing is, yes, every game for the Dallas Cowboys is very important at this point. If we can't win out, we don't deserve to go to the playoffs. But I tell you this, El Boogie, I believe in my boys, and we going to the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? We going to the playoffs. I want to see Stephen A. wearing that Tony Romo jersey. That's what I want to see. So, Cowboys, you can't let me down this week. You got to be down on Washington, the Bills, momentum to go into Jerry's World and beat up on Philly to show the world that we for real. Go undefeated in your division, and Lord knows in how long. El Boogie, whoo, calm it down, boy. I'm feeling kind of good right now about them boys. You know what I'm saying? But I know you don't think it's going to happen. Do you think it's irrelevant, or do you think that we could just win out? Or do you think by winning 50-50, it's going to turn out that the Cowboys can go in and try to do something in the playoffs, Pimpin?
I think you need this game just for mentally after the debacle in Jerry's World against my Green Bay Packers. I think you need the momentum. I think you need to win it just to go back home to complete the, you know what I'm saying, the season on a winning note. As they would say, you want to get hot going into the playoffs. So you need this game. And, Ro, you know it's Friday. So you know it's pick 'em. You know what I'm saying? Pick your big three. But I'm going to rule off some important games. Important games this weekend. You got the Browns and the Jets. You got the Colts and the Chiefs. That could be a preview of something special. You got the Saints going into to Carolina playing Cam Newton and the Panthers. You got the Vikings going to the Bengals. Who knows what Bengals team is going to show up. You got the Cardinals going up to the 12th man. Seattle can clinch the home field advantage, the division, and the Cardinals need this game just to stay alive. Very tough. You got the Giants, whose coach said that all the players have their keys, have their boxes in the trunk ready to leave the facility. Going against the Lions, you got a big showdown. The Pats going into B-more against Joe Flacco, who's wearing a brace. You got the Steelers and the Packers. You got the Bears and the Eagles. And you got the Dolphins, who needs to keep their playoffs alive at 8-6 against the Bills. So I ask you, Ro, you used to know the playoff hunt in the AFC. The Ravens can do two things. They can win the division, winning the last two games and maybe some hiccups by the Bengals, or they can, you know, win if the Dolphins lose their remaining two. And the Dolphins can supersede the Ravens and Cincinnati. If Cincinnati do a hiccup, so how is that last playoff start panning out? And let me ask you this. Who's going to be feeling good? Will all three teams win and be feeling good Monday? Or who's going to be feeling a dud on Monday in the AFC, you know, looking out, still being in the hunt?
Well, you know, man, the AFC North is just as tricky as the NFC East. And in that actual division, it's going to come down to week 17, just like every other division in the NFL. It doesn't change every year, but it comes down to week 17. And with those guys that we're talking about in this particular division, it's all about week 16 and week 17 because you need to beat a divisional opponent in order to take that next step to pull away to make sure that you're comfortable in making it to the playoffs. This is where it gets tight. Like you always say, whose booty hole is going to get tight first? You know what I'm saying? And what I see right now is that Cincinnati could be one of those teams. Marvin, you're in that position again. Every year your team is in this position. Either you should win or you on the ropes. Y'all always want to talk about the Cowboys, but look at Marvin Lewis and Cincinnati Bengals. Every year they got right on the borderline every year. So that's going to be very interesting. You know what I'm saying? And what is Baltimore going to do? Can they show up? It's going to be freezing cold. You know, Flacco, this is time of the year. You know what I'm saying? Can he beat Tom Brady? Or can Tom Brady do it without Gronk? Can he go down, have another exciting two-minute drill in the fourth quarter? What's going to happen? Very exciting for the AFC. I'm very eager to see it, man. It's going to come down to week 17, but you need week 16 to pull away. It's no different, L Boogie, in any other division in this here league, man. And that's why the NFL is so exciting, because even though, like you say, it doesn't matter. If Miami wins out and Baltimore and Cincinnati slip, wow. I mean, what is the storyline with everything that didn't happen in Miami, too? Come on, man. That's the AFC. We ain't talking about the NFC. Come on, man. This is exciting. This is why we love this time of the year. Ooh-wee. I can't wait, man. I can't wait. I don't know what you want me to say, man.
Watch out for the Dolphins. They're getting hot. If they went out, they could be very, very intriguing. But they need the Ravens to lose one. Do I see the Ravens losing one? I don't know. It's going to be tough. This, like you said, this weekend is going to really tell if it's going to, you know what I mean, coming down to week 17 for the Ravens and the Dolphins. And like they always say, any given Sunday, gunplay is optional. Remember Jay-Z said that. And on some other news, you got Lovie Smith being interviewed by the Texans. Who knows? Hopefully he gets the job. You got Jim Irsay buying 75 Xbox 361s for the whole team and everybody in the facility. And
oh, that's big.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. And you got A-Rod, you know what I mean? That's Aaron Rodgers. You know what I mean? He will not be playing this week against the Steelers. This will be a 7-game miss. But let me say this, though. If we win Sunday, watch out. Watch out, Chicago. We're going to be clicking at the back of those heels. This is going to be very interesting.
Nobody don't want to hear that. Green Bay ain't getting in. Yeah, I got lucky last week. I don't know why, man. I don't know why we got y'all hyped up off just, man, look, that ain't going to happen 2 weeks in a row. Y'all about to get beat down by Big Ben.
Don't you say that.
Big Ben, you better bring your A-game, starting your ass on my fantasy league. Come on, Big Ben.
There's so many intriguing stories. You got the Saints. I call them the Aints when they ain't in the Mercedes-Benz dome going up to Charlotte. It's going to be very interesting. A lot of people got the Panthers winning. They're favored by 3. It's going to be real, real interesting. And you know, another intriguing game, man, the Cardinals going to Seattle.
Ain't going to happen. That boy is undefeated at home, man. That Russell Wilson, he is undefeated at home, man. Come on, man.
Woo!
They just took a L, too? Oh, no. Arizona, I love you, but you ain't got it with taking the 12 men.
Man, when we come back from the commercial, I want you to give the people, man, your pick 3, and I'm going to give our pick 3, and we're going to talk some more NFL. We're going to talk London Fletcher, man. One of my closest friends, after a stellar season. Street question of the night. He's calling it quits. Is he Hall of Fame? When we come back, you weigh in. We'll give you a pick 3. And also, Kobe Bryant. Back on the show. Another 6 weeks. B.O.B. right now. A bag of balls. 2 questions to the world when we come back, we're gonna weigh in. Is Kobe Bryant still a premier player in this league? And should he shut it down for the rest of the season? Or should he come back? When we weigh in, woo! Man, we hot. Friday, it's Christmas time. The streets is talking. 347-855-8896. Producer of the show, T-Roll. Let's go.
Right. Dreads hang on designer everything. Mr. Como de Garcon, Mr. Alexander Wayne, Mr. Chain, pick your ring, flow insane, ho insane. Man, these shoes I got on, these are hardest I done seen. It look clean when you pour it, I remix it, make it dirty. If she got good head and text me, I text her back and tell her hurry. Hit that category 5 when I walk up. I'm getting it, ain't I? Obviously, you a bitch, you a hoe. That's just my philosophy. Yeah. And I'm known to kick it like the captain of a soccer team. Billie Jean, red leather, same color, red lobster. And she brainwashed, head dog. I'm be fresh as hell if the feds watch. I'm be fresh as hell if the feds watch. I'm be fresh as hell if the feds watch.
I'm be fresh as hell if the feds watch.
I'm be fresh as hell if the feds watch. anywhere that you have never been. To the top you never been. You might need a respirator. Money on the rise like I'm counting on an elevator. You gon' need a detonator. Swimming with them barracudas. Close that docket on that motherfucking prosecutor.
Friday, so we got the, you know what I mean, NFL, baby. You pick them. It's a lot going on. Week 16. The Pats and the Ravens. The Broncos, Texans, Browns, Jets, Bucks, Rams. It's going down. Important games. So, Ro, let me ask you this. Your three intriguing games. Who you got and why?
Well, you know, El Boogie, man, I got a couple of picks, man. Some people are going to be mad at me this evening. But I got to let you know, man, I got to let you know that my first intriguing game that I have on my list is Atlanta going to San Francisco for Monday night. Now, how embarrassing would it be for Atlanta to go down to Candlestick Park and beat up on San Fran at home for the last game ever played at Candlestick Park? Boy, wouldn't that just be, boy, I tell you, El Boogie, that would just be, you know, numb to all the 49er fans. They don't want to hear me say that, but I had to say it. I just don't want them to lose. I want them to win, and, you know, when you tear down the building, you know, you get replicas of the, you know, of the stadium. You know, you can go buy a brick for $20, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, El Boogie, what happens if they lose that game on Monday night? Oh, my goodness. So don't be mad at me, 49er fans. I'm just saying, that's just one of my intriguing games. Atlanta ain't been doing nothing all season, so you should be able to run right through them. My next game, Chicago at Philly. Chicago Bears fans, I love y'all this week. You know I do. For only one reason. Y'all need to beat the Eagles, please. Please beat the Eagles on Sunday night. That's all I'm asking for. If I had a Christmas wish, El Boogie, it would be that the Chicago Bears beat the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday night. That's all I asking for, my El Boogie. Can Santa Claus bring me that, man? Come on, dog. That's all I'm asking for. My third game. Now, my third game is a good one because I really want to see, this is a tricky one, because Andrew Luck, man, he likes to lose, and then he likes to win, and then he likes to lose, and then he likes to win. I mean, when is he going to put two wins in a row? Or, you know what I'm saying? So this week, he got his hands full. He got to go down to Kansas City and try to work his magic against them boys, them Chiefs who've been really doing it this season, El Boogie. So if Andrew Luck can go down there in Kansas City and do a little something here and there, I think he might get a chance to pull out a victory. But I doubt it. I think Kansas City a little too tough. But I just want to see what he going to do, man, because I'm tired of seeing him lose. He don't lose two games in a row. But, you know, he got to win in order to get his team, you know, to keep them in there. You know what I'm saying? Because they're right there at 9-5, so anything can happen in that little conference. You know what I mean? So come on. Come on, Andrew Luck. Let me see. I know you're working with a few eggs in your basket. I know your basket ain't full, but you got to show me something. Got to show me something. And you know what it is with me. We're going to beat the hell out to watch the Redskins. Ain't no way we could have lost to your team last week. What's your pick for it?
First of all, your defense is NBG. Nothing but garbage. You're going to make it interesting for Kirk Cousins. He's going to be the next Matt Flynn to get a contract just because of your defense. You should send him a Christmas card. It's December. And you know what happens in December? Trouble, trouble, trouble. I don't know, Ron. It's very difficult. So I would stay away from that game. But I got you guys, you know, doing something there. But it's an emotional game for the Redskins, knowing that my man, London Fletcher, is ending his career. It has hit the streets, and I think they're on an emotional high, so watch out. Uh-oh.
Nobody don't want to hear about that. I love London Fletcher. Big shout out to you, baby. I love you. But, man, the hell with the watch the Redskins, man. Y'all got lucky. Oh, my goodness. Oh, Matt Flynn, okay. I mean, come on, man. We can't let Kirk Cousins get an extension on our behalf.
My three games, game one, Saints going to Charlotte against Cam Newton and the Panthers. Saints are embarrassed. They're licking their wounds. They know that the word is out that they can't win on the road right now. Yes, they have won a couple games on the road, but it was against a couple teams that aren't doing too hot this season. Do they win? Yes. They will go to Charlotte and stun the Panthers. That's my upset of the week. My second upset, I got the Arizona Cardinals going up to Seattle, popping the 12th man. And they're going to say, look at their faces. And my third game that I'm very interested in, and you already know, Steelers against my Packers. Will the Steelers just come in and want to play just in the season because they know, you know, mathematically they're out of it? Will they come in and try to play spoiler? Will we go on the momentum of last week? Or was it a facade? Was it Fugazi? We will see. The streets is talking. I got us knocking off the Steelers.
So this is an upset week for you? I mean, he just picking all upsets. You said New Orleans going to go and do Cam at home. You got your boys staying at home and just beating up on Pittsburgh. I mean, man, what's in your cup this evening, man? What's going on?
Man, you know, it's a special, you know, special show dedication to my man, Mike Henderson, man. I got to, you know what I mean, go on the upset and stir it up for my man. I got to get it like that so the Cages can be rattling. You know what I mean? I got them going up there beating the Seahawks. And you know what Biggie Smalls said? All them hoes, I got to one. So it's the law of percentages. One time they have to lose. And I think this will be the time that they go in and lose this one. That's just me.
And you picking the Cardinals to do that. You couldn't pick San Fran. You couldn't pick New Orleans. You couldn't pick Carolina. You got to pick the Arizona Cardinals. Don't get me wrong. Cardinals, I love your defense. You know, we still got to see if Matt Fitzgerald will come off the concussion list, man. He's still concussed. Come on, Larry. I know you can pass that test. But without Larry, it ain't happening. It ain't happening. I love the defense. The defense can keep you in. Even though they lost the Honey Badgers, the defense going to keep you in. But you know just as well as I know that defense, man, is something fierce when they play in the 12, home of the 12 man, man. You know they're going to put pressure on Carson Palmer. You know Carson Palmer is just like Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. Tiptoe, tiptoe. When you get to tiptoeing, Elbow, you know what happens. Peeky poo. Come on, Elbow.
Man, I'm going with the Cardinals. They're in desperation mode. They're 10 and they're 9-5. They're on the cusp.
You're right. They did it good. Like I said earlier, man, a couple weeks ago, man, they going to be playing spoiler this season. But I got it. It's in Seattle where Russell Wilson hasn't lost the game yet. Oh, I don't know, man.
Well, so that's our pick three. But let's talk about the Ravens at home against the Pats. Besides being a pick three, you know, Flacco's going to be wearing a brace for that game. It's going to be very hype. Both teams really need this game. Who you got pulling it out?
Damn, Baltimore by three, man. Yeah, Tom Brady's going to be able to, you know, have his team in position to win, but there's going to be something to happen again, whether it be, you know, somebody catching the ball, whether it be, you know, somebody running the right route. You know, just New England doesn't have enough without Gronk, man. Gronk makes that team go round. He's the guy that gets the double, triple teams where the other guys can get open. Even though these guys are being single covered, they can't make the catch, Elbow. So Tom Brady puts the ball there, but these guys ain't coming down with the ball. And that's the problem. If you can't catch the ball from a quarterback who's putting it on the money, you ain't going to win. But there's something about Joe Flacco in this time of the year. His stats don't never be high, but guess what? He gets those W's. And I think he's going to get another W. He played them close games. You don't want it close in cold weather with Flacco. Flacco know how to win in cold weather. And so I got Flacco winning by three. And, you know, New England just still doing enough to hang in there to make it to the playoffs. And New England's still going to make it. But, you know, it's just going to be a tough task for them this time.
Woo! It's going to be tough for both teams. I really don't see a high scoring. Both teams are hurting to get points, especially, you know, New England. Once they get inside the red zone, it seems as though they can't score. Look at Baltimore. They got a lot of, you know, picky pools. Matthew Stafford last, you know, Monday night, but could not get in the end zone. They had to rely on the kicker. The kicker! They had to rely on the kicker to prevail. And let me ask you this, Ro. Wes Welker out again. And this is just an intriguing question for you. Without Wes Welker, can Denver win it all? Can they still get to the Super Bowl without Wes Welker?
Well, you know what it is, L Boogie. You know what they're doing. It's a simple fact of resting one of your best guys. He probably could come back and, you know, pass that concussion test and be ready to play the last two games. But I think they're just shutting him down to protect him. So that way he can be ready for the playoffs. You know, rest is the best thing for a concussion. You know, them headaches just come out of nowhere, man. Bright, you know, when it's the sun is shining, and, you know, that sun can be a little bit too bright. So, you know, give him a chance to rest, heal up, take a couple of aspirin, take a couple of them shots, you know what I'm saying, and just rest. I think that I don't know if they can go to the Super Bowl without Wes Welker, but they can definitely still make the playoffs without him. They have enough talent to, you know, distribute the ball from the man, and, you know, that just means more catches for, you know, Decker and that other guy, 88. So, I mean, it's just, you know, it's just a pick your poison. They still got a good squad, even though Wes Welker is going to be down, just a third down guy. Makes a couple of extra plays within the red zone. But, I mean, that can be replaced. You got a big tight end in Thomas who can go over the middle and catch the ball as well. So, yeah, they can still make it to the playoffs without Welker. Do you think they can? I mean, they already clinched. It's just a matter of home field or not right now. You don't think they can, you know, succeed without Wes Welker at this point?
No, I didn't say we know they're in the playoffs. I said win the Super Bowl. Can they win it all?
Nah.
You know what I mean, without Wes Welker. And you said they had a lot of, you know what I'm saying, weapons as far as Julius Thomas, Demaryius Thomas, Wes Welker. You know, got a couple guys coming out the backfield. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
no, they can't win it all without Wes. I mean, they'll put up a good shot. But they need Wes third down, red zone type of guy. And, you know, he's very important to that offense. They can make it to the playoffs, but they can't win it all without West. So, yeah, shut him down to the playoff start and then, you know, get a fresh West Welker to be ready for that cold weather stuff. Because, you know, it's going to be cold in Denver, boy. Woo!
I'm interested to see what future Hall of Famer Drew Brees do on the road. What are you going to do, Drew? It's going to be very intriguing. I'm going to see what he does. He hasn't done fair too well.
Looks like a young
player. Most young players don't do too hot on the road. But you're supposed to be great. You're supposed to be top five in the league. And you can't win on the road. And it's not that you can't win. It's not even close. It's not even close. When we come back, we're going to get into the asylum. We see you shaking the cage. And we also going to talk about the NBA, Kobe Bryant. Ooh-wee, the streets is talking. Kendrick Perkins, he kicked out Joakim Noah out their locker room last night after the game. Almost came to fisticuffs. What you think about that, world? Oh, the streets is talking. Let's go.
Think I give a fuck? That's a misperception. Oh what a night, oh what a night, the roof is on fire, so what, I'm high. I say, oh what a night, oh what a night, yeah, she a bad bitch, all jokes aside. Hey, look at baby over there, what's up, little mama come here. She started talking but I really couldn't hear until she started dancing like she do it in the mirror, like she do it in the mirror, like she do it in the mirror. She broke it down, started moving like Shakira. Let's do it in the mirror. I chop one, chop two, chop that ass down, down. Chop that ass down, chop, chop that ass down. All I want you to do is just drop that ass down, drop that ass down. I look back at it. Whistling Dixie, middle school, I was getting head on the 10 speed. Gigolo bloodline, pimping the red terror. Black on 28, it remind me of February. Say you can fuck with me, that would be never wearing. Dead ass rapper should have came with a cemetery. I am so cold, nigga like Ben and Jerry. Feel a nigga, deal a nigga, kill a nigga, obituary. My vision blurry, these bitches flirting. I've been drinking all night, I think my kidneys hurt.
Damn.
So I close the curtains on the 62. Her ass will knock your ass out, you better stick and move.
Bro.
Chain hang to my ding-a-ling. Chain hang to my ding-a-ling. To do a threesome, you gotta intervene. Her legs so sexy when I'm in between.
Hey, look at baby over there. What's up? Little mama come here. She started talking, but I really couldn't hear. Still, she started dancing like she do it in the mirror. Like she do it in the mirror. Like she do it in the mirror. She broke it down, started moving like Shakira. Let's do it in the mirror. I chop one, chop two, chop that ass down,
down.
Chop that ass down, chop, chop that ass down. All I want you to do is just drop that ass down, drop that ass down. I look back at it. She do it like she do it in the mirror. Be cautious, the booty is bigger than it appears. She speed it up and slow it down like she's switching gears. I'm looking for the baddest one here. I tell her like, do that duck, do that duck. You gotta stretch it out, girl, move that duck. She bend it over, touch her toes when she toot that duck. Like hut one, hut two, girl, who back there? Who back there? I'm back there. I could take a step back and sit my cognac there. Picture perfect body, that's a Kodak there. And I make a nigga feel welcome like a domestic there. I'm like, oh what a night, oh what a night. The roof is on fire, so what, I'm high. I'm like, oh what a night, oh what a night. That's a bad bitch, all jokes aside. That shit go,
hey, look at baby over there. What's up?
Oh yeah,
come here.
The streets is talking sports talk show. We back. Don't forget, world. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Oh! BlogTalkRadio.com / the streets is talking sports talk show. Oh, man. We gave you our pick of big three. Later on in the show, we're going to talk about Kobe Bryant. He done fractured his knee. The same one that he hurt his Achilles tendon. They say it's not related, but another setback for the Black Mamba. We gave you our pick, our three picks. I picked the Saints over the Panthers on the road. I picked the Packers at home against the Steelers. And I picked the Arizona Cardinals to go up to Seattle and pop them. Oh! If that ain't controversy, I don't know what is. But I had to because we dedicating the show, man, to Big Mike, man, up in Cleveland. Big Mike, man, you better get well. I know you listening to the show. We love you.
So that just make it, man. You just picking all these upsets, man. Come on, man. I don't think Big Mike going to be too excited. He might be excited about that New Orleans, Carolina. But that Arizona, Seattle, man, I don't know what's in your cup, man. I'm going to check that cup of yours, man.
I got some spiced eggnog, man. I'm in the seat.
I thought there was something in that cup. You know what I'm saying? My pick three was Chicago at Philly. Come on, Chicago. You got to do me one good. I got that Monday night, Atlanta at San Francisco. Last game at Candlestick. Can San Fran go ahead and pull it out? And then my third one, El Boogie. You know, I got to see what Andrew Luck going to do up in Kansas City, man. I'm tired of seeing that guy win one, lose one, win one, lose one. You know, come on, man. Do a little bit better than that. I know your record says 9-5, but, man, come on, man. You got to do better than that, Pippen.
You got big games also with playoff implications. You got Miami going to Buffalo. You got the Vikings going to Cincinnati. It's going to be tough.
Yeah, very tough.
So, yeah, bro. Man, I know the asylum is shaking. What you got popping over there, man, over in that plexiglass? I see you pointing at me. Who you got coming in, man?
Well, you know how we do it at this time of the show, man. Got to go back there, man, and with this dim light back here, man, because, you know, I don't know what's up with our landlord, man. She like to keep our lights dim back here in this area. But we done went back here, man, and every time around here, it's the controversy time. And you bet it's the NFL. You know, he always picking his three, and we don't know what direction he going to go in. But the only thing I know, this week he better not be talking about them Cowboys. He better be talking about any other conference and division other than the NFC East. Yo, controversy, what you got cooking up over there in the kitchen, baby?
Man, hey, listen. Happy Friday to everybody. Happy Friday to all the listeners. This is the asylum before Christmas Eve. So you know what? The weather outside is frightful, and there's a lot of teams that might be mindful. But guess what? I at least said it the best. I run this show, and I start controversy, and I got nothing but controversy boiling. I'm telling you, this type of controversy I'm cooking up is just not fact. It's opinionated, so please don't judge me because I ain't perfect.
Don't judge controversy. You heard it.
How y'all
so
feeling?
So pick of three? Oh, man, you know we feeling good, man. It's Friday.
You already know.
Oh, man, my pick of three? My pick of three?
Yeah, talk to me.
Man, listen. I've been doing a lot of studying. I've been in that study room with Belichick this week. My first game, it's not even going to be close. Gentlemen, ladies, New England is about to bash Baltimore. Week 16, it's not even going to be close. You heard I said it. Listen, y'all heard I said it. Y'all know how Joe Flacco played Timmy. The only way to beat Tom Brady in that cold is to beat him on deep balls. If he handicapped, he don't stand a chance of proving that. So Tom Brady's going to go in there. He's going to use his fullbacks. He's going to use his young talents, and he's going to do something really remarkable in Baltimore. That's my first game this week. My second game this week, I don't know what El Boogie on, but I got the Carolina Panthers over the New Orleans Saints. They got to win. Carolina has to win. And I'm going to tell you why they got to win. Listen, they not automatically in yet. Second is, they got to prove themselves that they even worthy to even be in a playoff contention or be a potential bust for a lot of teams. And third is all the pressure is on two people. Two people is on the defensive end, that Fantastic Four on that defense, and it's on Cam Newton. How can he produce? Can he sit up here and go to the next level? It's a lot of controversy cooking in Carolina this week. And my last game is, fellas, oh, my God. You know I'm messing with that boy Cousins. I'm seeing what Cousins can do. Hey, listen, I'm guaranteeing this, man. This is going to be the last week we talk about the Dallas Cowboys. R.I.P. It's the last week we will be talking about the Dallas Cowboys. R.I.P. Hey, listen, Jerry Jones is liable to have a heart attack of what's going to happen. And I'm telling you, listen. Go ahead.
Man, listen. You did this to me last week, man. You're not going to do this to me 2 weeks in a row. I understand you was in Vegas last week and you was trying to, you know, get an upgrade on your pay scale, you know, just a little extra to pay
That's
for
cool.
the trip. But man, you ain't going to do me like this 2 weeks in a row, Pippen. Come on, man.
I've been, listen, ATO, have you been gone of the essence of life? Or have you sit up here been a reality of what I've been telling you? I've been against you the last 7 weeks. And guess what? I'm five and two against you, T-Row.
I see.
You're not listening to me. Listen, I am not riding with anything part of Texas but the Texas Longhorn and the San Antonio Spurs. Anything else, I am not riding with the state of Texas. I am not a Cowboy fan. This is not the 90s. I don't have to. I am not Alvin Harper cousin. You know, we ain't getting to that. We're not getting to that. They better go to the Hall of, Fame and get Aikman. Hey, I'm going to tell you all what I heard, man. I've been doing a lot of reading this week. Don't be surprised if we see the Michael Vick in Jacksonville next season.
What?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, and you want me to tell you what? That would be a perfect fit for him. Quick receivers. Quick receivers. Heat. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's really cooking. And I'm going to tell you something else. Watch out for that Minnesota game tomorrow, y'all. It ain't going to be close.
Against Cincinnati?
Yes. It ain't going to be close. They got something to prove, man. They gearing
Adrian
up.
Adrian Peterson ain't even playing.
They ain't even last week. Are you serious? They ain't even last week.
They still put up 40-plus points.
Easy. Like tuna baby. Easy. Man, listen. The NFL is going to be all types of controversy this offseason, man. But look, I'm going to tell you what my hypothesis that came up to, and I promise y'all this ain't been in denim and nobody here, but I'm telling y'all, I'm guaranteeing this, man. Mark my word. Just like I sit up here and said 3 or 4 weeks ago that Green Bay will win a division, mark my word, the New England Patriots, the Denver Broncos, the Seattle Seahawks, or the New Orleans Saints is not going to win the Super Bowl. I'm telling you right now, you heard it first, man. Them four teams will not win the Super Bowl this year.
I got to write that down. I'm going to hold you to that.
We'll go back.
I said that, man. I said this. They will not win the Super Bowl. Them four teams will not win the Super Bowl. Now, I'm not saying they won't participate in the Super Bowl, but what I'm telling you is them four teams will not match up in the Super Bowl this year.
Can I ask you two questions before I let you go? Number one question, Kobe Bryant, will he come back? When he comes back after the 6 weeks, will he be a premier player, and should he come back this season? Chef?
Man, listen, the loss.
Don't hesitate.
The loss, no, because, like, that's a sensitive subject because I am a Kobe Bryant fan. Listen. But I'm going to say this, 6,700 points away from passing Mike. So the Kobe Bryant that the world is used to, can he compete at the same level at which he's been competing at? So I don't know. And I, for real, they team, they bench is the best thing they got going for right now. But should he come back? I think he shouldn't. But as him being Kobe Bryant, D. Kobe Bryant, yeah, he gonna come back.
He needs to get the 700. He needs to get the 700 to pass Mike so they can say he did something better than Mike. You know what I mean? Not taking anything away from Kobe. Kobe has done a lot, meant a lot to the league, to the NBA. You know what I mean? Real consistent with it. But, I mean, man, he just, I mean, he's breaking down right in front of us. You know what I mean? It's different from him and Derrick Rose's situation because Derrick Rose young enough to bounce right back and be ready and play another 8, 9, 10 years. But with Kobe, yeah, man, just get the 700, get the 701, and, you know, pass Mike and just call it quits, man, because it's going to hurt him in the long run if he continue to try to, you know,
It's more than that to Kobe Bryant, though. It's more than that, T-Row. It's more than that, man. Yeah. It's just not about scoring titles. It was never what it's about with Kobe Bryant is. It's about him being in the same talks as him having 6 rings or better. It's about him sitting up here and changing the face of the game of which he have. Because it's a lot of people who mimic Kobe Bryant's game but put into a perception of which how they see the game supposed to be played. Like, look at Durant game. He got a mixture of Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan. When a little bit of magic.
You know?
For real. Like, I don't know. I'm praying he do. I'm praying he do because that top, when they put him at 25, man, I hope he ain't about to live up to that 25 expectation, man. That's what I'm going to say. Next question, right. L Boogie.
Oh, man, you already know. And let me ask you this, Oomph. Last question. We saw LeBron James squeak out a win against the Pacers.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that, and what do you think about the what do you think about him and Chalmers going at it on the sideline? Talk to me. Before I let you go, because I know you stir up the controversy, tell me what you think about the game and that sideline outburst.
I'm going to say this, man. That's an Eric Spoelstra question. He asked you that tomorrow on SportsCenter. I'm not touching the subject. Listen, I'm not touching that subject. F the Heat. F LeBron James, F Mario Chalmers. Listen, I'm going to tell you this, man. Vegas had everything to do with that game. I don't care what nobody say, who say it. The mob pushed that button, and there was about to be a whole lot of buzz. Man, first and foremost is when you playing in the streets, because that's where they start at, in the streets, it's always heated arguments, heated disagreements on the court. It's even fist fights at times. But guess what, though? Mario Chalmers will be out of there because he served no purpose anyway. He's not a dynamic point guard. He's not a top 25 point guard. He's interceptable, and I don't like him, and I don't care too much about him. But what I'm telling you is you cannot go against the grain and argue with the king, allegedly, in front of a worldwide television premiere. You can't do that. Is he smoking dope? Is he smoking dope? You cannot do that. That's just like arguing with David Stern at the Hall of Fame. Come on, man. You would get whacked.
You get whacked. And let me ask you, though, with this. I'm sorry, I have one more question for you before you get off, you know what I'm saying, before you get off the line street question of the night. Is London Fletcher, he's calling it quits after this year, over 250 games started consecutively in a row. You know, he's played in 2 Super Bowls, one. Do you think he's Hall of Fame?
Absolutely. Not only because he's from Cleveland, Ohio. Not only because he was 71st in the period, but I'm going to tell you why. The things he have done, we have not seen that type of performance in Derek Thomas. Dude is consistent. He's a leader in that locker room, and anybody would love to play with him. But I'm going to tell you why he called in the quits. Because he knows for sure it's more than what they leaking out that was going on inside that locker room. He knows things will never be the same as it was of last season. They not even for sure if Robert Griffin going to start next season. If Kirk Cousins come out tomorrow and put up dynamic numbers, and he come out week 17, because it's not going to get easy for Washington, and he put up the same numbers, he going to be, man, listen, first off, when we talk about quarterbacks in this NFL, this is a white quarterback league. I don't care what nobody say. With the greatest quarterbacks in the league right now is Drew Brees, Tom Brady, and Peyton Manning, and Aaron Rodgers. So if he can sit up here and show some type of consistency of which getting looked at or changing the face of the game better than RG3, they will sit RG3 down, and they will trade RG3 for the couple draft picks and get rid of him. That's what's going on. He's not stupid. He's just getting away from the problem. It's controversy standing up in this NFL. It's going to be a lot of moves, man. It's going to be a lot of moves going on. If it's a lot of – listen, if it's a lot of coaches getting moved, it's going to be a lot of positions getting filled. It's going to be a lot of changes, and things will never be the same. London Fletcher is definitely a Hall of Famer. You can't deny him. You can't deny him. The streets is talking, man. The streets is talking, and I'm listening, and I'm doing homework. So as long as the streets talking, I'm putting the things in my perspective, and I'm presenting to y'all how I see it. And as that being said, I'm going to tell a friend, tell a friend, and tell a girlfriend, because it's Friday night, baby, and I'm partying.
Oh! That boy so cold with that L Boogie. Hey, Chef, man, cook us up good this weekend, man. You know, man. Don't go tailgating this week. Just keep it all in the kitchen.
No, we ain't tell, no, I ain't going, no, we ain't going to, no, no, I ain't going up to get jumped in East Rutherford. They ain't about to jump me up there. Hey, they up there tailgating like it's St. Patrick's Day. I'm about to be filled with all green. I ain't into all that. Oh, hey, listen. Last thing before I go. Last thing before I go. Man. Watch, it's a team. I want to ask y'all this question, and I want an honest answer. If y'all had to pick between DeMarcus Cousins or Kevin Love right now to start a franchise, who would y'all pick?
You want me to go first, Ro, or you go ahead?
Go ahead. I got to think about that one.
Right now, it's not even close. It's not even between Kevin Love and DeMarcus Cousins. It's between Kevin Love and LaMarcus Aldridge. Right now, I think Mr. Cousins has a lot to learn mentally. So he's fragile. He's very emotional. He couldn't be the face of my franchise right now. That's just saying right now, and that's not saying his athletic ability, but I don't think he can hold that pressure on his shoulders. You know what I mean? And you're losing right now. And they're bringing in players, bringing in different coaches, and he's getting into it, as you would see, and Shaq being a part owner of the team, it's helping a little bit with his maturity, but I would definitely go with Kevin Love right now. He leads the league with more than over 2020s, and he's a rebounding machine. And not taking anything away from DeMarcus Cousins, but mentally, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't chance.
Man, I'd take DeMarcus Cousins because that's what you need in a big man in the middle. You need that attitude like KP, Kendrick Perkins. You want to come down there, I'm going to chop your neck off. And it's a thing, you're right, he is mentally challenged right now in the league, but if you were to start off an organization by form and put the players around him that you want to put around him that will help this guy succeed, he could be that beast that you want. He's becoming that beast, but like you say, L Boogie, he's got Shaq over there now who's co-owner of the team that's trying to work with him one-on-one. So, I mean, you know, we'll see the best of DeMarcus Cousins to come. But Kevin Love is a talent, don't get me wrong. He's a big guy that can go in and out, left hand, right hand, got good skills. But I would take DeMarcus Cousins right now because just the beast that he is in the middle. If he was with the Knicks, he'd be okay because that's the type of organization that he got to be like at Detroit where they beat you, you know, a team that beats you down. If he was in New York, that's the type of team that, you know, that thrives on that, that needs that because they don't have a beast on that team that can just step up and say, man, you know, that Mason or that Oakley, you know, they don't have that anymore. So DeMarcus Cousins would be a perfect fit for the Knicks, and I bet that attitude would change a little bit because, you know, the media would get on you every day. It just depends on how you know, what type of person you are to mentally take it. So, I would give it to DeMarcus Cousins right now.
I'm gonna say this, and I'm gonna let y'all go, man. If right now, if you switch a Kevin Love and DeMarcus Cousins, man, matter of fact, I'm responding to you, L Boogie. I don't believe LaMarcus Aldridge. I don't think he possessed the type of leadership skills of which everyone think he does, because he got a duo over there. Like, he got all type of performers around him. Like, he got role players. He got leader that's actually the leader of the team, because all the weight is being put on him. You see what I'm saying? He's just carrying out execution. So I don't believe he's in front of DeMarcus Cousins or Kevin Love just on the strength of that. I believe that's the top one. And other than Tim Duncan, because Tim Duncan is on top to me until he retired. But other than Tim Duncan out of the equation, I don't care Dwight Howard or whoever, I believe when you sit up here and speak about the top two big men of the league, I have to sit up here and say Kevin Love and DeMarcus Cousins just on the strength, steals, assists, rebounds, points, and the type of performance that they put up each and every day. He brings some type of other, like, energy of, like, well, listen, as long as everybody willing to play, I'm going to play with y'all, and we're going to make everything look good. He got one of the youngest teams over there, and he's prospering with it. Like, he's prospering with it, and you cannot deny him of his talents. You cannot deny him. So as I see it per se, I don't believe Kevin Love even possessed that. He don't, because he's not that type of player. He's not that type of player to grind inside that hole all night. He can't do that. And against them teams, that's the only thing teams respect is aggression. So I got to go with DeMarcus Cousins.
And to your rebuttal before I let you go, and numbers never lie, you say rebounds? He's third in the league in offensive rebounding. He has when you say grimy, he was the only big man that the Olympic team selected as far as being grimy and being able to shoot outside. He can get layups. Let's not get it twisted. He does do that. That's why I say that he's a little bit more better than DeMarcus Cousins, because he can shoot the ball. And one thing that he does that people need to realize, how do you get 20 rebounds? You just don't get them on the defensive end. You get them on the offensive end, too.
Right, but who is he getting 20 rebounds against? Like, that's what we
against
gotta understand.
The West. The best power forwards in the league in the West. Did you see what he does against those two guys? I want to look up the stats and say that's when he gets his 20-20 against Sacramento and Portland and teams like that, and David Lee and Timmy D. He's playing in the West. When you say who's he doing that against? The West.
I see Kevin Love as just as a tad bit of a Dirk Nowitzki. I don't see him possessing the same qualities of actually a center does. You see what I'm saying? As a Patrick Ewing or Hakeem Olajuwon or a David Robinson, I don't see that grinding mentality. I don't see that. And I don't care. Like, he does that. Like, I can't deny that. I don't even have an argument for that, but what I'm telling you is this. Right now, if I had to start a big man, I'm going to get DeMarcus Cousins, because he's been doing it. Consistent.
No, I was saying, there you have it. You said DeMarcus Cousins.
Absolutely. I love y'all, man. Y'all enjoy y'all
no
Friday
doubt.
Night.
No doubt. We love
y'all
you too, Chef.
Y'all on that West Coast dealing with that heat. This is what I want y'all to do. Hit the beach up for me. Marco Polo.
No doubt. The Chef. Man, and you know he always go tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Man, y'all need to get at the Chef a taste of heaven on the Instagram. Chef Cole with it, man. He can cook his butt off, man. He can bake. Kendrick Perkins, man, he kicked your boy out the locker room. He kicked Joakim Noah out the locker room for the streets. Before we continue and get to our next caller in the NBA, Thabo Sefolosha is very good friends with, you know, Joakim Noah. And he came into the locker room after the game. And Joakim Noah and Kendrick Perkins had some words, and Kendrick Perkins made him leave the locker room. What do you think about that, bro?
See,
So what we talking about, L Boog? You gotta have that beast in the locker room and in the middle of the court on the floor. You know, you just can't let anybody in the locker room, L Boog. It's cool with some teams, but teams that are championship caliber, nah, man, you wait. We don't need you in there right now. You wait on the outside. When you wait on the outside, we'll bring you in when we ready. But we don't need you in the locker room, homeboy. You just chill. You just wait. You know what I'm saying? We'll talk to you in a minute. We can holler at you at the bar because, you know, you got a certain time when it's time for you to leave. So, you know, I'll buy you a drink at the bar. But don't be coming up in there in the locker room thinking you just going to express yourself to sit down with us. Now, it ain't happening. We in season. I don't like you until I come outside the locker room. That's what I think. I mean, couldn't have done it if I was in the locker room.
Yeah, I think you wait till at the end of the season. If it was, you know, end of the season, the end of a series, something like that, when I won't see you again. But you coming in the locker room, that's that KG in him. He learned from the best. And I know KG is probably smiling and got his chest out like, that's my little brother.
You know, that's what you got to do, man. You got to hold the fort down, man. Just can't let anybody in the fort, man. I don't care who you are.
Streets! Who would have won that fist fight, bro? Just your opinion.
Oh, man, you know KP Dirty, man. He from that big state of the Tech. So, you know, I got to roll with the KP dog, you know. He wouldn't have been having that, man. He already crazy. He had crazy, man. That boy trying to hear that. He wasn't saying that for nothing.
I wonder when does he smile, man.
Yeah. You know, we all different when we step inside our other zone, you know what I'm saying? So when it's time to play ball, you know what time it is. He just ain't going to let anybody do their thing. And then when it's all said and done, then, you know, I crack a joke with you here every now and again here and there. You know what I mean?
Well, let's get into the asylum, man. Man, who we got coming in, man?
Oh, man, you know what it is. Big shouts out we're giving out earlier to him and his pops, man. So you know what it is, man. Let's take it out to the big brother, D-Mac, man, and see how things going with pops and himself, man. Yo, D-Mac, man, the streets is on and it's your turn. What's the deal, man?
What's up, baby? How y'all feeling tonight?
Oh, man, everything good, man. Feeling all right in this feel-good weather, you know what I mean? Doing an old 72-degree where you can wear shorts, jeans, a T-shirt, a nice little sweater, whatever you want to wear, you know what I mean?
Man, that's where I need to be at, man. First off, man, I want to tell y'all fellas, thank you very much, man, for sending a shout-out to my pops, man. You know what I'm saying? It's been a rough week, a couple weeks for us, man. He's fighting his cancer. He came back after 15 years. But, you know, y'all holding it down, man. You know what I'm saying? He listening in. He chiming. He in the bed and stuff, man. So, you know, it's all good, man. I love you guys from the streets, man. Y'all guys, man, y'all represent. Y'all talk about everything. And I love y'all, man. L Boogie, I love your boy, baby.
What the deal, baby?
Man, I'm on fire tonight, man. Y'all let y'all boy the chef holler, man. You know what I'm saying? I got some stuff I want to get off my chest and let Cal chime in and talk about. Because, you know, I've been taking care of pops and everything, man, but I ain't never forgot about y'all. I've been listening in, you know what I'm saying? I just ain't came in. First off, I want to say, because I ain't been on the show, I don't know what y'all talked about in a minute, you know what I'm saying? But, man, that boy, that boy wanna be born, he got his ass whipped. Oh, my God. I cannot stand that boy wanna be. He from Cincinnati. He from the Midwest. But, man, that dude, I hope he got humble, because that boy from Thailand or where the fuck he from, whooped that ass.
Yeah,
Argentina.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, hey, that dude there, Floyd Wannabe, hey, man, be yourself. I hope you got humbled. And, hey, you come back and do what you do, man. You know what I'm saying? But dog, you got your ass whooped, bro. You got your ass whooped. You know what I'm saying?
And
another thing y'all boy want to hit on, man, El Boogie. You represent my Saints, man. You know what I'm saying? The chef. Man, I need to get some of your money, man. You been to the college, and man, I need to link up with you, man. I need to eat some of that gumbo, man, and see what everybody's talking about. And just get some of that money in my pocket, you know what I'm saying, man? I'll bring you some scabbies and stuff to throw that gumbo, man. But, dude, man, them Saints, they coming marching in, man. They don't lose back-to-back games. They got that little ass whooping and all that stuff. But, man, my Saints about to come back, man. You know what I'm saying? And for him saying Seattle, the Patriots, the Saints, and the Seahawks not going to win the Super Bowl, dude, there's nobody else out here. Ray Lewis ain't playing the Baltimore show. He's not playing, baby. Ray Lewis on the sideline. He's on the sideline. Hey,
Ray Lewis is not walking through that door.
And the Dallas Cowboys, they done, dog. It's a wrap for them, man.
You
know what I'm saying? Hey, I tried to root for him a little bit, Keith, but it's a wrap for them. El Boogie, them Green Bay Packers, man, they making some noise, man, without Aaron Rodgers. Hey, my son broke his collarbone his senior year. He came back on his 7th week, man, and played big games his last 3 games, you know what I'm saying? So, hey, that man is coming back, man, and once he come back, they going to make some noise, man, you know what I'm saying? What else I need to chime on real quick, man? Y'all been talking so much, man. It's so been so hot, man. And it's shepherding all out here, man.
What?
So I'm trying to keep everything on my mind, man, but I can't, man. Hey, Boogie, holler at me, baby.
I got one question for you, the breaking news. The breaking news, your guy, the Black Mamba. He's out 6 weeks with a fracture of the lateral tibial plateau in his left knee. He's out 6 weeks. When he comes back, I got 2 questions for you. Is he going to still be a premier player in the league? And should he shut it down for the rest of the season?
Hey, Boogie.
I'm listening. Talk to him.
Get that money. Get that money. He's getting paid maybe 2 more years, man. My man got 5 championship rings, a couple MVPs, man. Of course, I want to see him and LeBron James do they one, two. But he's getting that money, man. And right now, they got my man running the point guard, man. He looking like El Boogie, you know what I'm saying? El Boogie used to be the point guard. Kobe Bryant about to take that point guard role, you know what I'm saying? He had a little D-rolls in him, you know what I'm saying? I mean, these basketball players, they ain't doing it like these football players, man. When they hurt themselves and hurt their Achilles and mess up their knees and stuff, man, they need to start going to them football people to help train them, man, because this whole coming back from these injuries and then hurting what's in your knee or hurting the other knee, man, that's garbage, man. You know what I'm saying? Kobe had already came back a little overweight and all that stuff, you know what I'm saying? But that's the Black Mamba, man. You know what I'm saying? He confident, you know what I'm saying? He going to do his thing. And his whole thing, like my boy T said, and the chef, he want to surpass Mike, man. That's his whole goal. If it's 6 rings, if it's 7 rings, or if it's passing and scoring, Kobe going to be cool with that, you know what I'm saying? But right now, he getting the money, so it don't matter if he playing or not, man. I ain't even watching basketball right now. Until my man come back healthy, you know what I'm saying, full throttle, I'm not even watching. I haven't seen him play not one game this year for the 6 games he played, you know what I'm saying? Basketball ain't all that to me, man, you know what I'm saying? But
let me give you a stat. Can I give you a stat? Can I give you a stat right quick? From last year, between him missing the game when he walked off the court against Golden State till now, and the only 6 games that he's played, Kobe has earned $14.8 million.
I know you smell the money. We smell the money, man. We smell the money. And we about to get him down to Phoenix, man. We got to get him in Cleveland, man. We got to celebrate with us, man. You know what I'm saying? We ain't going to go to Denver, though. Kobe, you know, he had mishaps in Denver, man. We about to kick it with Kobe, man. We about to get him some of this D-Mac, this L Boogie, and this T-Roy. You know what I'm saying?
What do you think about the outburst with LeBron James going off on Chalmers in the win? You know, were you impressed with the victory, or were you more disappointed with Indiana giving up the lead like that?
Well, I will tell you this, big bro. I did watch that whole game because Indiana came out, man. They was hollering everything, and Indiana should just shut their mouths and play the game. You know what I'm saying? It ain't the playoffs. This is just a regular season game. Y'all won 8 games ago. Y'all come out here and do y'all thing. You know what I'm saying? LeBron James stepped his game up. But what LeBron did, that was big of him, man. He felt that Chalmers did something that was fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Excuse my French. I know we on the air. But he checked him. Then he came back and realized, hey, I did something wrong, and I was out of character. And he apologized, man. LeBron James, as much as I don't like him, you know what I'm saying? He's the best player in the league. He got a beautiful wife. He got beautiful kids. Every time I turn the TV on and the game is playing, he all on the commercials and stuff, man. So, I take my hat off to him. You know what I'm saying? That was big that he came back. But I will tell you this. The nigga from Akron, man. Nigga, you trying to act tough, man? After 8 years in the league, man, he should have had that toughness. Thomas would have fucked around and beat his damn ass. That's what would have happened. You know what I'm saying? They showed everything with LeBron James. But you see, Chalmers didn't back now. Chalmers stepped up, and who, D-Wade or somebody, Haslam or somebody grabbed him. Nobody is not scared of him, man. You know what I'm saying? But that was big what he did. He came back and apologized. He stepped up in the fourth quarter. You know what I'm saying? But that was regular season, man. Right now, them the two teams that's going to win the championship. It's going to be Miami, LeBron winning number 3, or Indiana finally making over that hump like every other team do after several years of losing to a good team.
What'd you say, LeBron from Akron? That's why he tried to act hard after 8 years?
Come on, man. Chalmers would have snapped his ass in the face, T. That nigga would have set his ass down, man. You know what I'm saying? His mama wasn't in the stands behind him. His mama tougher than him. You know what I'm saying? LeBron ain't tough, man. LeBron do his thing on the court, man, but that nigga ain't got no fire underneath him. Tatted up and all, man. That nigga's soft, man. He's soft as fuck.
There you have it, man. Street question of the night, D-Mac. Is London Fletcher Hall of Famer in your opinion? Street to talk.
No, he's not a Hall of Famer, L Boogie. You know what I'm saying? He did his 1-2. He did his thing, man. But he quit in the game, man. You know what I'm saying? I think he needed to play another 2 years and put his stamp on the league, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, playing well, he in Washington, right? Hello?
Yeah, we here. I didn't listen to you.
What was the question again?
No,
he
I was thinking,
right?
You know, London Fletcher won a Super Bowl and went to another Super Bowl and lost that one. But I just don't think he's getting the credit that he really deserves. Is he going to be a Hall of Famer? I'm like you. He might not be a Hall of Famer maybe the first 5-8 years, but maybe down the line. This is the only linebacker in the league that hasn't missed a game ever. Ever.
T, I got one for you, baby. You know what he gonna be on? He gonna be on Football Life, baby. Shoulda, coulda, woulda. That's what he gonna be at. And I'm gonna record him and show him to my son like I do everybody else. Look at London Fletcher. That's what he did. That's what he shoulda done. And this is where it's at, baby. You know what I'm saying? That's just
right.
Hey, another thing I want to turn on, fellas, because y'all kept y'all boy the chef on the line, man. I ain't going nowhere, man. I'm staying on, man.
Go ahead.
I got my MCA playing, man. I ain't going on to L Boogie Rap, man. I might even say it for y'all tonight, man, because I'm feeling nice, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, check this out.
Man, Tom Brady is the man. And if anybody thinks Peyton Manning about to win a ring, it's not about to happen, man. He cannot play in the cold. Tom Brady is made for the weather. He's made for the playoffs. He made for this, man. And this was going to happen. And T, hey, man, I hate to tell you, man, Philadelphia, man, they going to win, man. You know what I'm saying? Michael Vick's career is over, man. Mike Vick is about to go on to his little wife and to his pit bulls and to these Peter people and do this dog stuff. His career is over, man. I love Mike Vick, but Mike Vick is a wrap, man. His best thing is to, you know, get on there with Keyshawn or go on there with Keyshawn and never be a commentator, man. Mike Vick is done, man. It's a wrap for his career, man. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know, because I don't know, because I like what Oop said, the chef. The chef said that, you know, that there were talks. I'm just saying, if there were talks about him going to Jacksonville.
D.K.V., hit it on the air, baby. T.O., baby, let's get her T.O. T.O., hell no. He go to Jacksonville, his career is damn near over in Philly. He go to Jacksonville, he might play three fucking games. They better all going to get Tim Tebow, baby. Come on, man.
Yeah, they would need him, too.
Guess what? It's a wrap. And another answer to the question, Cousins, or who was the other guy y'all said?
Cousins, Kevin Love. And LaMarcus Aldridge.
And Kevin Love.
Listen here. You go get Kevin Love. You know what I'm saying? Because Cousins and L. Boogie, you know, because he's from here, T. Dog, Cleveland do not want no niggas that's a beast. They want to get rid of Waiters, man. A couple weeks ago, somebody called Rajon real hard. Waiters stepped up, man, got in their face and all that stuff. Cleveland don't want that, man. They don't want the Manny Ramirez. They don't want the Albert Bells. They don't want the Dennis Rodmans. Cleveland don't want that shit, and they need that shit here. They need somebody like that. They go get these has-beens, Shaquille O'Neal, when he 20 years in the league, Achilles messed up. You know what I'm saying? My boy Sean Kip Kane, he did his little thing for a hot second, you know what I'm saying? But Cleveland don't want no dog-ass niggas. My nigga Ed Boogie was a dog-ass nigga. Where he at? He in Arizona. That nigga ain't even in the land. You know what I'm saying? I'm a dog-ass nigga. I left when I was 18, went to the Marine Corps. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to be 40 years old. I'm about to leave this motherfucker, man. They don't want no dog-ass niggas here in the land, man. The haters don't want us here. Nobody don't want us here. I need a winning team, man. You know what I'm saying? One thing I would agree with, T, hey, Atlanta might make some noise, man. Atlanta might just upset them boys because San Francisco ain't playing on all cylinders either.
Right. See, that's what I'm saying. And then it's the last game at Candlestick. It's going to be a big one. It's live. Atlanta don't have anything, you know, to hold their head down on. They just going to go in and play big. So this could be one of those games where you can go into overtime. You know, we can go down to the last second. It's going to be a great game Monday night, even though San Fran should just run away with it. But I don't think that Atlanta just going to fall down and let them just go out like that. You know what I mean?
No, that ain't going to happen. Atlanta got to save face right now. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it's all about, man. It's about saving face. You know what I'm saying? But, man...
Right.
Once again, man, I love y'all guys. Thank y'all for the prayers and everything. L. Boogie, I love you. T, you my man. The show is hot, man. Man, my dad, big ups to you, Pops. You know what I'm saying? You're going to make
big
it through this,
Pops.
Man. My brother, my kids. It's big, man. You know what I'm saying? I love y'all guys. Y'all still going strong, man. And, you know, hey, in a couple weeks, man, I'm going to come out, man. I got a new shout-out, man. I'm about to close a chapter in my career, which I talked to my big brother, L, about. And I'm going to send some more shouts out so y'all guys can get online, check me out on Facebook, you know what I'm saying, YouTube and stuff, man. You know, big things about to happen for me, man. And I'm about to make it down the fence. I'm going to make some noise, man. I love y'all. Thank y'all for the prayers. The show is hot, baby. L. Boogie,
man,
I love you, T. I love you, man. Y'all my family for life.
Man, much love. Much love to you, D-Mac. You know, big shout out to Pop.
From the street.
Oh, man. We got NFL Week 16, playoff implications. Kobe Bryant out 6 weeks. The question of the night, London Fletcher, is he Hall of Fame? Oom says yes to Chef. D-Mac says no. We haven't weighed in yet. Oh, man, we come back. We're going to talk some more NBA. We're going to talk some Carmelo Anthony. How my man Bargnani, we up 2 points, shoots the ball with 12 seconds left, and we got the rebound. That's how the season is going for the Knicks. When we come back, a little bit more of the NBA, the street question of the night, another caller. Oh, man, and you know we got the entertainment news of the night. Man, my people, Brandon, he going to chime in, let you know what's going on, and also Freestyle Friday. Let's go.
First thing first, I love all my niggas. This rap shit cracked and I involve my niggas. You looking for some lean, let me call my niggas. He sell it for the high, I need all my niggas. Some niggas smoke, smoke, some niggas drink, drink. Got niggas on the block with neglected on thing. That's a nigga back up, they in a bucket laptop. I got to act right if you niggas wanna act up. He talking like a snitch, no, that ain't my nigga. He tripping off a bitch, no, that ain't my nigga. Take a nigga case, shit, that's my nigga. Knowing since I was 8, yeah, that's my nigga. Fuck my first bitch, pass, go to my nigga. Hit my first lick, pass with my nigga. Fuck them other niggas, cause I'm down for my niggas. I ride for my niggas. Fuck them other niggas, I'ma ride for my motherfucking niggas. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side out there with my niggas. And I ain't going in, it's on with my nigga.
London Fletcher, man. Personal friend of mine. Special shout out D-Mac. Man, Martin, the chef, T-Row. The streets officials, man. And when I say the streets officials, that means that it's the sports officials is about to get real funky with it, baby. The NFL Week 16, high games, man. I got some upsets. Ro got some upsets. Kobe Bryant out 6 weeks. When he come back, should he shut it down for the rest of the season? And when he eventually does, is he a premier player in the league? Kendrick Perkins kicking Joakim Noah out the locker room. Do you have a problem with that? He's friends with Tyrese Halliburton.
who plays with Oklahoma City. After the game last night, he came in the locker room and was hollering at his boy, and Kendrick Perkins was like, hey, you got to get out of here, B. You got to get out of here, B. Woo!
Don't come up in the fort.
Street question of the night is London Fletcher, Hall of Fame. We had some callers say that, you know, the chef, he said he was. D-Max said he wasn't. He's played 16 years in the league and hasn't missed a game. Has been to 2 Super Bowls. Has only made it to 2 Pro Bowls.
Damn.
Is he Hall of Fame? Does he make it because he hasn't missed a game in 16 years? Does he make it because he came from John Carroll University, Division III school? Where he told me as his friend, as mine, if you don't come see me at John Carroll, El Boogie, you can't see me when I make it to the league in the Super Bowl. This is what he told me in the street. I attended a Super Bowl. 2 of them. We used to hoop in the summer league. Hey yo, big ups to London Fletcher, man. Hey yo, also big ups to my big cat, man. Mike Henderson, man. Prayers with you. Yo, Ro, I know we still got the bar shaking. When I say street of fish, that means that we ate our fish.
Da-da-da-da-da. We got to get that music. The host with the most from the sports
host with the most.
You know what it is. Captain T-Nick, down there blowing your whistle for real, huh?
Man, blowing it for real today, man. Y'all know I referee for real, Doc. Put the whistle in the mouth. I call like I see it. You know what I'm saying?
Call it like I see it.
Hey, I'm official like a referee with a whistle. Like E-40 was saying. You know what I'm saying? That's what Forty was saying. Now, we're gonna talk about my man from John Carroll, my man from St. Joe's. You know what I'm saying? Now, when we talk about St. Joe's and C-Town, we talk about Desmond Howard. We talk about Elvis Gerback. We talk about, if you for real with that football, you're going to wear that silver jacket with that red on the back that says St. Joe's. Am I lying, man? Tell me if I'm lying, bro. Tell me if I'm lying, bro.
No, you're not lying. We can go on to Bob Goley.
To let you know, I'm official, like a referee with a whistle. When I was a kid, I went to St. Catharines off of 93rd and Kinsman. Anybody who listening know about 93rd and Kinsman. You know about that. You know what I'm saying? You know about bro. I ain't gonna lie to you, man. You're Texas bred, Texas fed. You know what I'm saying? So you might not know about 93rd. You know what I'm saying? Everybody
right.
Know about 93rd, man. That's where I'm from. That's where I went to school at, 93rd. I went to St. Catharines. I'm going to tell you right now, if I'm a voter, he's a Hall of Famer. But nationally, don't nobody respect him, dog. They don't respect him, man. Don't nobody respect him, man. The man played hard, he's going to win, he's going hard. Us few timers, man. We take it to heart. Whatever we doing, we take it to heart. You know what I'm saying? Whether that's working 9 to 5, whether that's working on the block, whether that's playing on the field,
straight.
That's what we do. We take it to heart, man. You know, and people confuse LeBron with a C-towner. He ain't from C-town. He's from Akron. It's a difference. You know what I'm saying? It's a difference. That's like being from Lorraine. It's a difference, man. You know what I'm saying? With C-Town, nigga, we get it in. That's what we do. You know what I'm saying? We take it to heart. And I don't want to go in too hard on it, man. And like I said, man, he's a Hall of Famer in my book, dog. When you go in every day, when you go in every week and you play, and if you listen to Richard Pryor, because, you know, I love comedy. You know what I'm saying? I love stand-up comedies. I love comedians. You know, Richard Pryor used to always talk about Jim Brown, and he's talking about how Jim Brown never missed a game and how dudes miss practice right now. And we had to go and talk about Allen Iverson. We should talk about practice. Man, we're talking about practice. Man, from St. Catherine, 93rd and Kinsman, dog. That's what we do. You know what I'm saying? We go to work every day. You know what I'm saying? And this man go to work every day, but he's not going to get recognized like that because of these writers. You know what I'm saying? These writers, they judge. You know, like the big dog up top, they get to judge who gets to go in, who don't get to go in. Look how long it took Chris Carter to get into the Hall of Fame. You know what I'm saying? Ro, to you, me and you right now, is Chris Carter a first ballot Hall of Famer? Is he?
He was. He should have been.
Yes, he
should
have been.
You
got great. You know what I'm saying? First ballot. You know what I'm saying? Tell me why he didn't go in. Tell me why he didn't go in first ballot. You know what I'm saying? It's getting me right now because I'm so excited. What's my
Michael Irvin should have been
I'm going to take you the wide receiver who played against Michael Irvin for the Buffalo Bills. You know what I'm saying? Who played for Marv Levy?
Andre
who
Reed.
Played with Jim Kelly. Why he ain't in the Hall of Fame? Talk to me.
Right.
He went to four consecutive Super Bowl. I mean, he should be in too. He should be in a big three with Jim Kelly, Thurman. Yeah.
He was the leader of the K-Gun. If it wasn't for him, it wasn't nobody else. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It wasn't nobody else if it wasn't for Reed. You know what I'm saying? So they got these writers and these dudes who really ain't got nothing to do with that. And I'm going to take you to another sport. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to tell you like this. We can't vote for the dudes to go into the Hall of Fame. You know what I'm saying? For Major League Baseball, Barry Bonds can't go in. Mark McGwire can't go in. Sammy Sosa can't go in. But the dudes who coach them, they managers, they can be
right.
up for election. Are you serious? Are you serious? We can vote for the dudes who coached them, who knew they was juicing up, who knew they were taking the PEDs, who knew they were taking the cream. We can vote for them and say they can go in. But we can't vote for the dudes who's actually doing the work on the field. Are you serious? You know why?
Every week.
Because it's brothers from another mother. But I'm going to switch gears. I mean, man, what the hell's going on them Cowboys down there, bro?
Hey, man, I don't know, man. I told you, we all knew this was going to happen for the NFC East. It comes
down to
week 17.
You said it, Ro. Hey,
it comes down to week 17 every year, man. And it's the teams are different every year. But the Cowboys, I tell you this, if we lose Sunday, it's over. If we lose Sunday, it's over.
Hands up, Ro. You already said it, man. You said it in week 2. Put your hands in the sky. It's coming down in week 17, and you don't know why. You said it. But I ain't going to lie to you. I'd rather be a Browns fan, a Jets fan, a Falcons fan, a Jaguars fan. Them damn Cowboys. Man, them Cowboys.
At least you know where you're going to be at. Exactly. You know you're going to be up under 500, but I'm saying, we giving ourselves a chance. We just going to give up 500 yards worth of offense. That just doesn't make sense to me.
Man, I appreciate y'all giving me the time, man, but them Cowboys, you know what I'm saying? That's like, I'm going to tell you what being a Cowboys fan is like. That's like being 13 years old. I'm going to take back because nowadays they start earlier. That's like being 12 years old and catching them blue balls. That's what it's like being a Cowboys fan. You can tease and tease and tease, but you never get pleased. That's what it's like being a Cowboys fan, man.
Let me ask you this, T. Nick. What about Kobe Bryant with this being out 6 weeks? What do you think? Should he shut it down for the rest of the season? And when he does come back, will he be a premier player in the league? I'm gonna ask
I ain't gonna lie to you, man, because you know, coming from the game, you know what I'm saying, I didn't hear the first hour of the show. You know, I didn't hear the call-ups. I didn't hear y'all opinions, but I'm going to tell you this. And I'm sure I share the same thing you guys share on the Outlook. That was a business decision, dog. You know what I'm saying? You owe Kobe that 24 and that 25 million or whatever he get for those next 2 years because he got you that billion-dollar TV deal. You know, so you owe him that to give him that. Now, you sent him overseas, and I ain't going to lie to you, the Lakers probably paid for that procedure he got overseas to get it for him. You know, and it was unfortunate that he got, you know, the injury that he got. But, man, Kobe got to deal with the bad hand, man. That's like we're playing spades. We're playing spades. You got a handful of diamonds, you know what I'm saying, and the two, I ain't going to say the two, you got the five and the six of spades. That's what you got. He got a handful of diamonds and hearts and the five and the six of spades. That's what he got. It's a no-win situation. But at the same time, he going to get his money, man. He going to get his money. And you know who else will get their money? Like my wife said, after 2 years, Vanessa, she's going to get her money, and she's going to throw out that peace sign, and she's going to walk up into the sunset. That's all I can tell you. That's all I can tell you,
all right.
That's all I can tell
like
you.
Like my
hey,
man.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, buddy. Hey, all I want to
like
say
my
is,
man. Like my man Meek Mill said in the song Work, you dirty bitch.
Meek. My little youngster love Meek Mill. He don't even know where he's from. He love him. You know what I'm saying? He don't even know he's from Philly. You know what I'm saying? But he love him to death. All I want to say is this, man. I love y'all to death. I'm sorry that I miss you, Boogie. I'm sorry that I miss Jewels. I'm sorry that I miss T-Row, man. Every Friday, every Monday. But I'm refereeing. Because I ain't official if I ain't no sports official. I'm blowing the whistle,
man.
Dog, and I got to call it like I see it. That's all I can tell you. I'm not unofficial. I'm official. I do it for real. But at the same time, man, if you ain't listening to the streets, well, you missing out on the show. That's all I can tell y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? That's
man.
All I can tell y'all. If you ain't listening to the streets, if you ain't listening to the streets, well, your ass dead meat. That's all I can tell you. Appreciate y'all, brothers.
T.D.,
yes, sir.
Tell them when can the world listen to your show, man?
Man, catch me every Sunday. You can catch me. You can catch Nilly Neal. You can catch the OG scorekeeper. And every now and then, you know what I'm saying, I don't know where he be at, but every now and then you can catch Mitch. You know what I'm saying? You can catch us every Sunday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Go to sportsofficials.com, thesportsofficials.com. You'll catch us. You'll catch T-Row, they'll catch Boogie, and at the end of the show, you're going to catch that Voltron, folks, man. You're going to catch the street officials. You know what I'm saying? We're blowing the whistle, dog.
You
man, much love to y'all, man. Much love to you. Much love to your listeners, man. Happy holidays, and I'm going to catch you after the holiday, man. Peace out.
Hey,
wait. Before I go, hold on, because my youngster, you know, you know my older man, my oldest one, he loved to say it. Let him say it before I go. Go ahead, Trey.
The streets.
He got to hit you.
That's
what's up. Yeah, wait. You want to hear one more, man? I don't know what it is, but go ahead and hit it, Trey.
Well, I know Oregon lost that game to an unrated team. They want to tell you that Oregon's coming back up.
You want to tell you Oregon coming back
yeah,
up?
Yeah, you have.
There's
always hope for next season.
Like baby said, we don't believe you. You need more people.
We're
people.
You need more people. All right, bro.
Appreciate that,
there bro. You have it. That's T-Nick from the Sports Officials. You know how we get down there, Boogie. Hey, the Cowboys problem? I don't know, man. But I'm going to let Jamie explain it, man, because he the only one that can explain it, Bubby.
It's a dirty game. That's what we gonna blame it on, man. The streets is talking. When we come back, entertainment news, and you know it's Freestyle Friday. Oh, let's go.
But you don't even care, man. I was unaware I find you. on, she tipsy. She put her body on me and she keeps staring me right in my eyes. No telling what I'm gonna do. Baby, I would rather show you what you've been missing in your life. When I get inside, girl, what you drinking? Gonna let it sink in here for the weekend. Thinking we can see what we can be if we press fast forward. Just one more round if you're down on four. And fill another cup up, filling on your butt, but you don't even care. Most shots, you open up like a book, I ain't trippin'.
Cause I'ma read ya.
Shawty, I ain't trippin'.
I just wanna please ya.
I'ma take a shot of the nouveau. Shawty, didn't you know? Going down, we can go and kick it like judo. You know what I mean. Shawty got drunk, thought it all was a dream. So I made her say, ah, ah. Now she got a hand on my lips. Got my feet all wet in my ride.
T-Nick, man, shout out, man, to the oldest, man. Thank you for that shout out. And it's crazy because his son loves Oregon, man. And my youngest, he loves Oregon, too. He wants to go to Oregon. It's crazy. They better beef up.
They got Mariota coming back.
They just ought to. I'm tired of looking up in the stands and looking at their face. Straight. Forget Nike, let's go.
Nah, you can't say forget Nike, man. You know, you need that check on your equipment, man.
That's the problem. Start getting some more players. You better start going up there to that, you know what I mean, to that East Coast, man. I'm giving some shout-outs. Let's go. Back down to that South. Get some people. You need more people.
We need more people.
What a show tonight. Big games coming up Sunday. Wow, bro.
Yep.
Tony Romo and the Cowboys going down to the FedEx, and people are saying that they're going to get popped. It's December.
Tony Romo might not be that good in December. But he don't go off in December. I tell you that. He going to get a win. We only need two, man. That's all we need. That's all we need, baby. Just go to the playoffs. I just want to see Stephen A. wearing his Tony Romo jersey. That's all I want to see.
Kobe Bryant out 6 weeks, man.
Still got the number two selling jersey in the world.
Yeah, before that, before we go, speaking of selling jerseys, because we know it's Christmas time, bro,
Very interesting stat as we are in the streets. Best selling jersey right now in the NBA. Can you give me the top 15? Give me, write it down real fast for me, top 15 maybe?
Yeah, it might shake you up. Yeah, you know who the number one man is, man. It's that Kang, you know, LeBron, man. Number one selling jersey. Been on the number one selling list top times in the last 6 years, you know what I'm saying? Kobe, number two. D. Rose, number three. Of course, your boy Kevin Durant, number four. Carmelo, number five. You got your boy Steph Curry, number six. D. Wade holding up at seven. CP3, Chris Paul, number eight. You know, Kyrie Swervin' Irvin, number nine. Blake, number 10, which is really surprising. I thought he would be higher on the list. Number 11 is your boy Russell Westbrook. James Harden comes in at number 12. Rajon Rondo, 13. Paul George, 14. And Michael Carter Williams, damn, the only rookie on the list at 15 to close it out. That ain't bad for a rookie.
Merry Christmas. That's nice. I'm proud of those guys. And for some guys who's on the list that hasn't even played a game.
Right, y'all?
Haven't even played a game yet. And Kobe Bryant, bless his heart, only played six games. And look at this. But I can't knock it. I mean, the reason I look at it is why they had a best-selling jersey, too, is because of the market. Record doesn't matter. It's all about popularity. Because there's no way if you just go on winning. Would you really buy Carmelo's jersey right now? No! We're going to do something special on Monday. We're going to call it Melty Mellow, man.
There you go. Hating again.
I'm not hating. I'm just going to get some numbers, man. It's just, you know, what's going on. Everywhere he goes. Doesn't seem as though, you know, you got to get pieces for Melo. He needs somebody else, just point blank. He's not the guy you build a franchise around. He's a scorer. He's a beast. Let's not get that twisted. Maybe the most prolific scorer in the league, but he can't do it. He's just not built for it. People don't get better when you play with Melo.
What's up, man? Hey, I want to give a shout-out, man, because you know that lottery, man, jumped up to $536 million. You know me. Me and the wifey went ham on buying some damn tickets. It didn't work out for us. But big shout-out to the winners in California and Georgia. I heard it was only two. Ain't that a bitch? Only two? $536 million? That's all right. I'll just wait. I'll try my luck on the next one. You know what I'm saying? But big shouts out to those winners. You know what I mean? And, big shouts out to all the callers out there, man. Everybody checking us out on the web. You know, much love to y'all, man. Y'all keep us hot. Y'all keep us rolling. Big shouts out to Big D-Mac. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Henderson, man, all our prayers are going out to you, man. And this is the streets, man. We keep it real when we got to. And that's the only way we know how to roll. You know what I'm saying? Big shouts out to North Park, where I was born and raised, man. You know what I'm saying? 5,000. Everybody out there kicking it. What's up to everybody that be at the park checking us out on the show? Man, big ups to y'all, man. We're going to get some studio guests in there, man. Hopefully the cute dog, Roo-Roo, Big Mark, be up in here on Monday, man. We try to get the big dog up in there, see what's going on live from the cute dog world. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, big shout out to the fam. And Jewels, I see you, baby. Ricochet. You know what it is, though. But you want to go and hit it off with this Freestyle Friday before we get up out of here?
Let's do it, man. Let's do it.
How you feeling this evening? You feeling gangster? Or you on some mellow shit tonight?
Oh, man, you know, a little combination of both because that's what makes us authentic. And you know I'm going to come through the spot, man. You know it's going to be a lot of percentage. That means that's a lot of ends, and you know you smell the money. I don't give a fuck about nothing because I'm hopping like a bunny. Hey, yo, Big Mike, I see you on 116. They did it real high, and I got my first piece of at that spot on the scene. Oh, man, I ain't going to talk about it. I'm going to be about it. Everybody be crying because they don't even know how they talk. Oh, man, I'm tripping, man. Let me get back on track. Hold on, bro. Hold on, bro. Hold on. Let me start over, man. I just saw LeBron come down the lane. Remember back in 94, they called me L. Trent. I ain't swerving Irvin, but I'm like Dr. J. When I come through Cleveland, they treat me like I'm Jay. Remember what I just said, they treat me like I'm Jay. Is it that Z or is it that Jam Master Jay? I ain't dead, but I'm still living. I ain't tripping, I ain't the blood, I ain't even cripping. But I tell you one thing, man, I had your blood dripping. Shut your mouth, homeboy, watch what's coming out your lippins. Oh, man, I got your bra sucking on this joint. I ain't even came to the spot where I proved my point. Oh, man, I'm an architect, man, I draw the game. I don't give a fuck what you're talking about. You still a lame. And, yeah, I was inducted into the hood of fame. You sucky MCs don't understand the word pain. Oh, you ever been shot and then shot somebody? Oh, man, when I come through the spot, treat me like I'm Gotti. I'm the Robin Hood of Huff. I done this many, many a times, and I'm always going to be tough. I drip 170 wet in my spot. Rest in peace to all the homeboys. What's up, the Pac?
Oh. Stab him with the knife, then cut him slow. That's what it is, L. Boogie. Feeling good. Had to switch it up on him. I feel you.
You already know, man. What's up with my man, Skeeter Bo Jiggy Johnson III, man? I'm ready to hit him 16, man.
Oh, man, you know we're going to take it down deep down south, man. Take you around the corner, man, down there in North Park, Texas. You know what I'm saying? Skeeter Bo Jiggy Johnson III. Where you at, baby?
Hey, what it is, what it do, you know what I mean? You already know
yes,
what it is.
Sir. Yes, sir. Before you get started, man, them Cowboys gonna get in that ass up in Washington this weekend.
Man, if they want to see the playoffs, they're going to have to go on and win out, man.
Got to win out. See, that's what I see. I'm telling you, boy, great minds think alike. Well, whenever you're ready to drop them balls, eat them all, you know how you get down in the streets, baby. Show us what you got.
Already, man. One more time for your mind, man. Skeeter Mo Johnson, Jenkins Jr. III, you heard? Okay, last week I was pass key. I was chasing paper down like at a track meet. I'm all about the Benjamins like an athlete. And I know you smell the money, but let the cash be. I spend all my time actually on the grind. Niggas acting like they starters know they wrote the pine. I say I'm coming up, up while we coming down, down. If the bitch can't swim, then she gonna drown. I'm from the dirty, dirty, so I rep it, ho. I keep two or a few, I'm talking weapons, bro. And that's real talk, I'm talking real spit. And put your hands down, because we didn't come to steal shit. I'm out this bitch, man.
Put your hands down, ho. I ain't come to steal that. I got money, bitch. That's what I'm talking about, straight from the 5,000. That's what it is, man. You got some shouts out to see this kid, bro?
Oh, man, shout out to North Park, Ellen Thicken, one time for your mind. You know, the whole Dallas Triple D. You know, L. Boo Mix. You know, everybody, the fam, mama, daddy, all my kids out there. You know what I'm saying? Man, you brother for sure, for sure. One love, maximum respect, man. I'm out.
Man, that's how we get down. You know what I'm saying? L. Boo, get a shout out before we get up out this joint, man.
One more time, man, to the Big Mike, man. The Big Mike, man, one of my mentors, man. Shout out to D-Mac, man, all the kids, man, all the family back home, man. Huff Heights, you know what I mean? All my kids, Pretty Face, you know what I'm saying? Wiggo, Playboy, I see you, Steph. Man, Cookie Meeks, she'll be down on Christmas, man, her birthday on Christmas. So, you know, she'll be down. Yeah, she'll be down and, you know what I mean, touching down. We're going to get her out that show, man. She got to come be in some sunshine. You already know.
Palm trees.
You already know. So, yeah, man, then my shouts out, man. Shouts out to you, Juel, to G, you know what I mean, all the callers, man. And we going to get it in, on, you know what I'm saying, before Christmas, man. You know what I mean?
Monday.
Before Christmas Eve. So, man, special shout out once again to my man, London Fletcher, man. One more game for him after this week. So we going to, you know what I'm saying, keep it rolling for him. Hopefully we can try to get him in on the show.
That's what's up. We'll see y'all on Monday.
Even the government agrees. He's a dangerous man. Rick the Ruler mixtapes is the most dangerous product on the streets.
Hey, yo, Khaled. Yo, y'all know y'all done fucked up now.
Rick the Ruler.
DJ Khaled.
I've been waiting for a long time.
How long?
real damn long time.
How long?
I've been waiting for a long time.
How you feel?
Man.
Come on, man.
I feel like Pac, Pac. Yeah. I feel like Biggie. I'm feeling like these hating niggas waiting to get me. I'm losing my sleep. I'm losing my mind. You know I go hard when it comes to mine. I feel like Pac, Pac.
Biggie.
Y'all know you don't fuck up now.
Biggie.
Sucker walk up on me,
yeah.
Talking like he know me. Ain't no co-defendant, do my dirt all by my lonely. Down south nigga, talking jam pony. Rest in peace to Lunk Alive, he showed me my bird rolling. Bitches wanna know me, haters wanna show me. But I'm just so bitchy, double and worth David Dickie. Cops just pulled me over, caught up in the scene. Take my case to trial, my juror Paulie Dean. I know they hate a nigga, but he's such a major nigga. I'm just Chelsea Clinton, the 40. The CIA was with us. Three or five of Phillips. Ricky Ross is rich. Belly on my table. I'm talking to my
lips. I feel like Pac, Pac. I feel like Biggie. I'm feeling like these hating niggas waiting to get me. I'm losing my sleep. I'm losing my mind. You know I go hard when it comes to mine. I feel like Pac.
Me, Biggie. Don't be afraid to be great, motherfuckers. Let's go. I'm used starving, I eat fast. Moose same when I creep past. Blacked out, I max out. With the same watch on me, cat. We killin' niggas, no repass. My mama got like three cats. You talking about two ball, nigga. We really getting that street cash. Say old money, new work. Smell a cane on my new shirt. My OG set trap up and don't lay your head when you do dirt. My mama said do school work. I was making that two work. Niggas wanted me dead with a whole lot of my head. Man, they hit big in the passenger. Hip hop in the passenger. So I'm riding around with this Mac on me and a bunch of shooters in the back.
Like it, me against the world. Bear me a G, my middle finger to the world. Gon' forever be a G. Just a nigga wanting with the state, aren't no biggie. When we get busy, no alarm, just send me. We pour out a little liquor, thug like straight ball. The greatest to the great ride with my homie Kyle. Give a damn, this is me. Like a deal with beef, when somebody got a die. We gon' march, we can steal. They say Brenda had a baby, but Brenda she left it in the alley. Can't see me, a paid thug, hey, nigga.
Yo,
that watch out the
won't
be me. See
yeah.
I get around in your town, kick in your dough. I feel like Pocket Biggie, love the dough. More than
I
you
feel
know.
Like so.
Pac, Pac. I feel like Biggie.
Yeah.
I'm feeling like these hating niggas waiting to get me. I'm losing my sleep. I'm losing my mind. You know I go hard when it comes to mine.
Hey, yo, how you gonna compare yourself to greatness if you ain't ready to be great, man? Ain't no more to it.